Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertained!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Cereal!
Julia, I found out this week that First Dates is actually casting.
Yes.
Do you know what First Dates is?
I do. I watch it all the time, and I'm surprised you didn't tell me, Sam, because I would have applied for this.
I know. Well, I think you still can apply for this. Like, they're only just starting to look. So, yeah, you can definitely apply for
not
this.
Not sponsored by First Dates.
I know.
PS.
Yeah. Well, to tell everybody out there who might not know what it is, it's a TV series where you go on first dates and you meet people and you are encouraged to go on a second date, but it's up to you to decide whether you like the person or not.
But it's only televised, the first date.
Yes, just the first date. So you go along to, like, a cafe or a restaurant. The people that
isn't
are
it the first date restaurant? Isn't it just...
Is it actually...
I'm pretty sure it's just a restaurant made for first dates.
Really?
And all the staff are there for that reason.
Oh, see, I thought they just hired a space.
No.
Oh,
they may have, but they have a restaurant dedicated to it in each of the different countries, and you rock up, and you first thing you do is you walk to the bar, and you sit down, and you wait for your date to rock up, whoever gets there first, and the barman always goes through and asks you some questions. How are you feeling? How are you going?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you expecting?
So these people working there usually are actors as well, so they're encouraged to get the conversation going and to make sure that it goes well.
Break the ice.
So, yeah, at the end of the date, you can say, nah, yeah, which is yay.
Yeah, nah.
Or, yeah, nah, which is nay, to the second date.
How confusing.
I know, and I, yeah, Australian language, hey? I was really excited about, like, maybe applying for this, and I think you are too. And then I realised that you have to have, like, a full three-course meal in front of, like, a cast and a crew and everybody else, and...
That's better than going into a mansion for 12 weeks.
Yeah, that's
true. Sign me up. It's just one night.
I think I'm fine with the mansion. I think
really?
It's just...
Put your life on hold for a few months?
Yeah, I could... Oh,
if you win.
Well, you know, if I'm able to do that, that would be fun. But I think it's more the fear of eating food in front of someone who I don't know. And I know it's such an irrational fear, but I hate eating food on a first date.
Especially when you throw up after eating too much pasta, which we just talked about earlier.
But maybe this is where my fear comes from. And I'm thinking, help me here. What can I do to overcome this so that I can actually apply for first dates?
Will you introduce yourself as Spewing McGee and see if they stick around? That way you filter them out if they're no longer keen.
Oh, my God. I don't know what it is. I just absolutely fear eating in front of somebody. I think it's them watching me. It's being messy. It's I don't know. Like, my stomach just closes up and I'm not hungry at all. I could have not eaten for the whole day. Like, it's nerves. I feel like it's nerves. Do you like eating in front of someone on a first date?
No.
I mean, why not?
Okay, well, the thing is, right, a lot of people go to restaurants on first dates.
It's
or
normal.
They get coffee or they get brunch.
Yeah, I'm not normal.
I don't know, lunch, all the meals. I'm always down for food. It's great.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. And it just means that if you are a slob, I mean, I will draw the line at bad table manners.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're really hoeing into some spaghetti, it's fine.
See,
if they can see your true self.
See, I don't feel like I'm a messy eater. It's just that fear. I don't know where it comes from. It's terrifying.
Need to relax. It'll be fine.
Yeah. So you don't mind eating. You don't mind. Like, you like going to get food on a first date.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. I need some of your energy, some of your confidence for a first date.
Although saying that, I probably look at the menu in advance and figure out what's the least messy food I can order.
Oh,
salads aren't great because then you've got like greens coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, maybe it's a fear that everybody has. Well, hit us up on our socials at Get Cereal. Tell me, how do I get over this? Do you fear eating on the first date? Is there a way around this? I usually plan something else, but then I feel like they know and it just feels awkward. So hit us up at Get Cereal. You can hit us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Give me some advice. I need a bit of help here.
Beatrice, darling.
Yes, Harmony, dear.
Did you see it's almost 900 hours and you know what that means?
Oh, yes, we have to tune our frequency modulation to 90.7.
Oh, yes, it is the crazy news update of the week.
Oh, it's just crazy, darling.
Oh, splendid.
This morning on Sin 90.7's Crazy News Update of the Week.
Hollywood star Sandra Oh has broken a huge barrier in Hollywood this week. The Canadian actress, best known for playing Christina in Grey's Anatomy, has been the first woman of Asian descent to be nominated for an Emmy in a lead female role. Nominated for her role as Eve in the BBC America's series Killing Eve this week, the news comes as refreshing but still frustrating that characters of Asian or Pacific Islander descent continue to be underrepresented on TV.
A Ukraine couple have been criticised for posing dangerously close to a plane arriving into Princess Juliana International Airport. The tourists were holidaying on Maho Beach when they saw the perfect opportunity for a one-of-a-kind tourist photo. The acrobatic duo performed a one-handed handstand when an incoming jet arrived frighteningly close to the pair, which then they posted to social media, of course. They have since been criticised for acting so carelessly and come under scrutiny for faking the image for likes.
Aussie viral sensation Corey Worthington was back once more on our screens for attempting at Ninja Warrior. 10 years on since his party boy antics with more tattoos, the Australian media were hyping up his reappearance, with Worthington giving the course a go while the rest of Australia hoping he'd fail. But after working on his fitness, Corey was soon disqualified from the course after accidentally touching the water.
And finally, in news a little closer to home, Sam and Jules from the US are still refusing to talk to Sam and Jules from Australia about handing over the samandjules.com domain name. We can only assume that the engaged couple are just too busy with wedding day preparation to reply to Julia's DMs across four different social media channels. But for those playing along at home, Sam and Jules in Australia are counting down the 49 days until the ceremony, so then they can, you guessed it, beg to have their website. Make it 50 days. We'll give them a day of space for their honeymoon.
And that's all to update you on for Crazy News Update of the Week. You are listening to Get Serial Saturdays with Sam and Jules on Sin 90.7.
Get up!
Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertained!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Serial!
Good morning, Melbourne! You are listening to Get Serial Saturdays! It's the last time Get Serial Saturdays will be on air here on Sin. It is Sam and Jules here with you today.
Definitely. Kind of leaving on a bit of a sad note. We don't really want to go, but hopefully you will miss us because we are definitely going to miss you.
If you don't miss us, that's totally fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Well,
it's fine.
Whatever. Be that way.
We'll take it that way.
Whatever. Well, we still have an hour left, so that's still pretty good. You can still listen to us and, I don't know, join in the conversation, listen to some fantastic music, or, yeah, hopefully you're not tuning out already. But who knows?
We hope you're enjoying the tunes. We've got a bit of a French influence going on today because it is Bastille Day. The 14th of July, for those of you playing along at home. Yeah, so we have a bit of injection of the French. Ooh la la, it's quite exciting. And we have a wrap-up of our very last How to Adult, because we're trying to adult young adults in this very, very difficult world.
Yes, definitely.
We've got a guest coming up, and we've got lots of props here in the studio that we cannot wait to share with you very shortly.
And I'm also going to be chatting about another fashion thing that is coming out. Again, we're hitting it up with just crazy, crazy fashion.
Another fad?
Another fad. Julia, we are back at it again, not with the white vans, but with a different type of fashion.
Oh, fashion.
Fashion. I'm going to chuck it out there to you. It is a necklace. So you've got like a lanyard, and then you've got
A lanyard? Who is wearing a lanyard as a necklace chain?
Well, it's sort of like, a bit of like string or like ribbon or something, you would say. I would just say like a lanyard type material.
I am picturing a shark tooth necklace.
So similar to that, but a little bit longer. You want, like, it's hanging down a little bit further. And instead of the, like, a lovely piece of jewelry at the end, it is a plastic triangle-shaped pouch.
A pouch?
A pouch.
What are we keeping in there?
Pizza.
Pizza? How big is this pouch?
It is like a one-slice size pouch.
That is a decent weight to have around your neck.
I know. So there's a new fashion thing that's coming out so that you can snack on a slice of pizza whenever. And in this video I saw, they were snacking on it at work, in work meetings. They were waiting in line, snacking on it, walking down the street, and they're like, oh, I'm hungry. Oh, wait, I have pizza. And I thought, wow, this is disgusting. absolutely disgusting.
Can I ask, how do you keep it warm?
Your body heat?
Your body... What about in winter when it's freezing and you're shivering with your cold?
I feel like that would work better because you've got a jacket on. You put it like under your top or under the jacket. It stays warm and then you're ready for a snack.
What about when it's, you know, you're getting bit too much body heat and you're, yeah.
Then I feel like the cheese might melt. I think it's just absolutely disgusting. Oh, it's just disgusting. Makes me want to throw up. It's, would you actually wear food as accessories?
Didn't Lady Gaga wear a meat dress?
Yes, she did.
Was it to the Met Gala?
Yes, yeah.
I'm not making that up.
No. A couple of years ago, she did. And I don't know, like ethical sort of things go off in my mind. And I'm like, other people don't have food. Should we be wearing pizza as clothing?
As fashion?
And same with like all that meat could have fed like a whole village. Like,
yeah, a decent amount of stuff. I mean, she doesn't do things half-assed, so she goes full throttle on nothing. There would have been a few meat platters in there.
Mm. So it depends whether you agree with this or not. But like, would you wear? I'll chuck out a question to you, Julia.
Mm.
Would you wear this pizza necklace and then eat it?
I mean, good in theory, not in practice.
I agree with you. I think it crosses a line, and I think ethically, I kind of disagree with it. But you can hit us up on our socials. I have tagged the video. You can check out these people eating these pizza slices at work in a work meeting, because somehow that's appropriate, at Get Cereal on Facebook, or you can hit us up on Twitter and let us know, would you actually wear this pizza necklace?
Pizza lovers of Melbourne, hit us up.
Sam, we decided to call a psychic.
So we decided to call their hotline that will help us for when you can't connect.
Tech support for the psychic.
Help desk.
Okay.
Help desk. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to the psychic line. How can I help you?
Hi, yeah. I was trying to contact a psychic that I heard about the other day called Justine, and I can't seem to get into contact with her.
What's her name again, sorry?
It's Justine.
Oh, sorry, we don't have a psychic named Justine here.
Have you got Sandra?
Sandra? No, none too.
What are the names of your psychics, I'm sorry?
Oh, we have Kate, Emerald, Moon, Heather, Dora.
Did you say Moon 7?
No, just Moon.
Can we please get into contact with Moon then?
Okay, she's not available at the moment. I thought you were just asking the names of our psychic. We only have Keith and Emerald and Angel tonight.
Sorry, what were those names again?
Keith, Emerald and Angel. We only have those three online tonight. Who can call you or talk to you?
Can we get in contact with Angel?
Angel, okay, one moment, please.
Thank you.
Is this your first time to call our hotline?
Yes, it is.
Can I get your first and last name, please?
Julia.
And your postcode?
3,000.
Okay, so we have a minimum of 15 minutes for $37.50. Would that be fine?
Sorry, I don't think we can afford that at this stage. Is there anything else that you can offer us at this stage?
I'm sorry?
Is there anything else that you can offer us in terms of maybe some psychic readings, you know, a horoscope, telling us what's on for tomorrow?
Hello, Julia, you're breaking up. Hello.
Sorry, is there any cheaper options? That one's just quite expensive. I don't think I can afford that. Is there any other cheaper ones?
I'm sorry, but that's the only available rate we have at the moment.
Oh, that's a shame. Okay.
Okay, so we're not going to proceed to the reading anymore. Thank you so much. Bye.
she going to hang up?
Oh, my God. That was the most awkward conversation I've ever had.
Tech support? I mean, come on.
I know. She wasn't really that helpful. I couldn't really understand any of the names of the psychics and and
I
what...
I love the names, though.
Yeah,
Angel,
Moon. Moon.
She sounds like she's had a really long day and just could not deal with our...
No.
with our ridiculous questions.
I don't think... I think it was too... Broken up
too much
with us.
She got
being
to the
like,
end of her shift. She's like, I am done.
Exactly, exactly. And any of these, you know, psychics called Justine, give us a call because we're looking for you, Sandra or Sandra. Yeah, give us a call. We're looking at you.
Yeah, there's people in the market that need you.
Get inspired.
Yes, it is time for Get Inspired, a bit of sinspiration in your life, eh, Julia?
Yes, and I have pen and paper this time. I'm writing some notes.
All right, here we go. This one is very quick and very short, so if you want me to say it twice, then just tell me.
Okay. Sinspiration, okay. Go.
Friendship stuff. So this is just, you can underline friendship.
Friendship. Let me just write the word friendship. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. A friend is one who overlooks your broken fence and admires the flowers in your garden.
Aw.
Don't you think that's beautiful? I picked that one because it's our last show. We've been friends for years. This has made our friendship grow, and it's so strong now. And, oh, here we go. We're going to bring on
Can I say blossom?
Was
that going to work with the analogy?
Yeah, that's so beautiful. I just thought it was a simple and beautiful quote, and I definitely feel that you look at me that way. You overlook all the things that I can't do.
All the bad stuff. When she goes out for Italian food.
All the pasta I've thrown up, and you see the flowers in my garden, and you see the positive side of me and what I can do, and you support me through everything. And oh my God, we're going to bring on the waterworks because it's our
last
show. And I'm getting,
we've still got 40 minutes to go.
I know. And I'm so lucky to have a friend like you.
Aw, thanks, Sam. I feel the same. No, I can't say it as poetically because you've taken the words out of my mouth.
I know. I just thought it was just a simple and beautiful quote. And I do have another one that I have time for. Are you ready for this one?
Okay, pen and paper ready, go.
This one is by Winnie the Pooh.
All right, Winnie the Pooh. Hit me.
How lucky am I to have something that makes saying goodbye so hard?
Oh, this is a good one. I've heard before.
Yeah.
Isn't that the thing? Like, when we're probably like surreal being like, this is our last time for the whole year on FM radio.
Mm.
Terrifying.
I know.
Really sad, but I don't think it's going to hit us until we rock up next Saturday. And go, hang on, we're not on.
We're not allowed to be on. We're kicked out.
The codes are being changed.
I know, yeah, we're definitely not allowed in. But
bittersweet, hey?
Yeah, we're so lucky to have each other and to have this experience. And I hope that everybody out there that you have somebody that you can rely on that sees the flowers in your garden, that makes saying goodbye so hard. And if you don't, go out there, try and be a good friend. Don't go out there looking for a good friend. Go out there being a good friend, and all the rewards will come back to you.
I just said goodbye to a really good friend that is also a friend of the show and very, very well loved on Sin, who's just left for a cruise ship. So that was really hard because she wants to go and chase her dream. But at the same time, as much as you want that for your friends, it's very difficult to say goodbye and let them go.
Definitely. And even though we're in the age of, you know, technology and being able to text whenever you want and Facebook people and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, it's and still- P.S., this chick, she is on Instagram stories every damn day.
Yeah. So you know exactly what she's doing.
Like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah. But almost-
I can't hug her.
Yeah,
basically.
It makes it worse because you're not there experiencing that with her.
Yeah.
And I think that is a sign of a fantastic friend. So you're very lucky, Julia.
Yeah, I am very lucky. I'm lucky to have all my friends.
I know. Well, as I was saying, if you are out there, show that you are a good friend to somebody today or go and hug one of your good friends because they will see the flowers in your garden and I think everybody needs that positivity.
Go make them a friendship bracelet.
Oh,
why not?
How cute.
Now, Sam, every time we go to put together the show every week for this radio show, we always get some feedback from people, which is great.
Yeah, it's good.
We love when people tune in and they support us. And in particular, my mum likes to give a lot of suggestions for what we should talk about.
Same.
Yeah?
Same. Yep.
You've had the same welcome feedback or not so welcome feedback?
A bit of both. Like, yeah. Sometimes you ask, sometimes you just turn up and they're like, hey, I listened and you should do this, this, and this. And you're like, great. You know, I'm really tired. This is just not the time to tell me.
Thanks for listening. Yes. But some of the suggestions I've got from Mum have been fantastic. Some, she means well.
She does.
However, some of them just do not work for the demographic because, you know, we're a youth station. We're making radio for youth. We are youth. Mm. We want to feel the demographic out and make sure that we're making radio that's relatable.
Yeah.
So Mum came up with a suggestion to talk about throw pillows.
Oh, thanks for that. But I just don't know whether young students would actually be able to afford throw pillows.
It came up at a dinner party. We had a few people over. Mum was talking about, you know, when you make your bed, how many pillows you have on top of your bed, whether you've got just two, say if you've got a double bed, you've got one on each side. Maybe, you know, you're sharing half of a bed with somebody else and that makes sense. You've got one each.
Yeah.
Mum has about 9, 7.
Oh, fancy.
I'm going to get in trouble for saying the wrong number.
That's really nice, though. Like, I feel like that's, like, a nice setup. But I would probably say 80% of youth do not actually make their bed.
No.
So perfectly the throw relevant. Pillows will actually be throw pillows. So they'll just be thrown on top of the bed.
Exactly right. What Mum does is what Dad is frustrated about is you have them all beautifully set up for no one to really walk in and examine your room. Mm. And then you have to throw them all off at the end of the day to go to bed.
You do. You have to store them somewhere as well. And you don't want to just store them
it
on the ground.
It takes up space.
Yeah. Like, do they have like a cupboard for
no,
them?
No, we just put them on the ground.
Oh.
Exactly. So I thought, probably not relevant to our demographic, but I want to know, anyone out there, are you interested in us talking about throw pillows? Is anyone currently considering switching off right now to a competitor station and going, throw pillows? No, thank you. I want to talk about music festivals.
Yeah, I've got an interesting one from my dad. My dad said for our last show, because we're really similar to these comedians back in the 80s, oh, you should do something like that on your show where, you know, you do like a comedy thing and then you sort of parallel to them, I guess, and talk about that. And I'm like, okay.
So, well, comedy works. We've even got our own in-joke, which is a fantastic flagship here on Sin 90.7. Mm-hmm. Cheeky plug.
Yes, yes.
But paralleling something that it's a pop culture reference not many people our age would get.
No, and I had no idea who these people were. I don't know how to introduce that. Yes, we are, like, funny, but I don't think we're really technically comedians.
Okay. And
I just
yourself,
I wouldn't want to, you know, toot my own horn there.
I already did.
I was just like, yeah, thanks for the suggestion, Dad, but ba-bow, no.
Thanks for trying.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hit us up. Would you be interested in talking about 80s comedy? Would you be interested in talking about throw pillows? Or should we leave it for maybe other radio stations to have a chat about?
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe a bit of talkback radio.